Hope can be hard to find. Getting good at finding it is a vital skill for one's mental health. And I just wanted to mention in the order of service, it says, refers to lights at the end of a tunnel. And what I'm going to talk about is maybe that might be too optimistic that it's the end of the tunnel, unfortunately. But there are lights in the tunnel, and that's what I would say is going on. Hope is not the same as happiness or joy. It is more about positive anticipation of the future. You may not know when you have it, but you certainly know when you don't. Depression can be defined as an absence of hope. As a person who has suffered depression, I will share how I've dealt with it. For those here who have this affliction, my hope is that my story might bring you some hope, perhaps provide a handle, or it might shed some useful light for anyone here who knows somebody who suffers from it. The absence of hope is so profound, words can't easily convey the feeling. Even someone who's been through it might at other times find it hard to remember. Might find it hard to remember what it feels like, and strangely, while experiencing it, it can be hard to remember what normal feels like. Here is a bit of my story and what I've learned. In my early 30s, I was newly self-employed with some initial success. Having maintained a driving pace, I chose to relax. I withdrew from challenges, and little by little, I started to lose confidence. I saw myself losing focus and ambition. I was stuck, and it was getting worse. I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. It made no sense. I had a nice home, a loving wife, professional credentials. Yes, I was fortunate, but I was disconnected. Nothing seemed promising or hopeful, regardless of actual circumstances. I couldn't even remember what my old self felt like. One day, my car broke down in the mountains, and I got a long ride home with a stranger who was a psychologist. Just so happened. Lucky thumb. I shared what I was going through, and he told me, "You have depression." I didn't know this meaning of the word. This was the 1970s. This was not like I'm depressed about how the Broncos are doing or rainy days are depressing. This diagnostic term told me that my unshakable misery was an actual known condition. Now there is much more awareness of depression. Time, I just didn't know anything about it. I asked him, "What do you do to get out of it?" He said, "Kick up your heels, get busy." I said, "But there's nothing I want to do. Everything intimidates me." He said, "Think of things you can stand to do and start doing them. Do things with other people." That was the last thing I wanted to hear. I was paralyzed with inertia. But he said, "You have to force yourself." This amounted to a prescription, and when I thought of this behavior as medicine, I found I could do what he said, and I forced myself to make appointments with people to work with them on projects. I didn't dare discuss my condition with anyone except my wife. She sympathized and would give me hugs, but temporary relief, like bed, didn't improve my condition. I thought friends would avoid me once they saw I had nothing to offer. There is a strong temptation to stay isolated, but it's connection that's needed. Almost any connection at all is better than none. So I would show up and pretend to be functional. And sure enough, I was functional, but only as a brief respite. I kept my pain to myself and I kept busy. Slowly, my life became richer and the cloud lifted. In my 50s, it came back. By now, I was an empty nester, and once again, I was spinning my wheels and sinking. I recognized it, but it still took hold. I told my doctor, who rattled off something perfunctory about the glass being not half empty, but half full. not at all helpful to hear shallow suggestions that don't register. I went on medication. When it didn't improve, he would change the meds, and I'd go for weeks in limbo, wondering if it would get better. It didn't, which added to my fear and hopelessness. Almost anything could remind me of something I felt bad about, and this went on for a few years. I knew physical activity was good, so I got on the treadmill, figuring if I'm going to feel awful, I could at least get in better shape while I feel awful. I couldn't watch regular TV because anything might trigger a bad feeling. So I cataloged old music TV shows I had. Might as well get a simple chore done while enduring feeling awful. My wife did a clever thing. She said she was checking out an organization that did ESL tutoring, English as a second language, and she invited me along. I dragged myself and we both signed up. She dropped out early on, but I kept going. I became aware that the routine of going in and being immediately useful to somebody gave me a feeling of engagement. The commitment I made to offer help on a regular basis meant that no matter how bad I felt, I had something easy and useful to do that day. What a difference that made. There's a lot more I could say, but this is a limited time, so I will just say, my hope for anyone who is depressed, I hope you can force yourself to get busy. Of course you don't want to. Force yourself. Pick something easy. My mother-in-law would make soup for someone who could use some attention and bring it to them. What about calling someone who rarely gets calls and just letting them talk? It doesn't have to feel good while you do it, but it might. At the very least, you won't feel worse, and when it's over, you can say, at least I got something done. No tunnel goes on forever. Hang in there and look for the lights.